Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Once again, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Community Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Think Tank Community Developmental Stages, and the CWSC Community Buzz. I'm your substitute host. We're waiting for Martha Naila Abdullah to join us. And he had a very, in my opinion, a very good program this morning on the Friday CWSC roundtable that began at, I believe it was 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Thank you for being with us. I've been going over this this book by a friend and colleague entitled in big letters, Adam, the Universally Evolving Human Soul, comma, Male and Female, Language and Logic for Informing the Study and Application of the Spiritual Sciences to the Social and Material Sciences, written by Hamid El Amin, PhD. And as I said, he's a colleague. I first met him in Birmingham, Alabama. We were both imams at that time. He was in Huntsville, Alabama, and I was in Birmingham. And we kind of to be friends right away. He invited us to Huntsville from Birmingham. Not just us, we had an imams meeting there. And I'm bringing it up because we were attempting to offer the idea that when imams met in imams meetings, that we would also invite business leaders, men and women in business, Muslim business leaders, educators, and that we would hope that they would meet together, get to know one another, and form alliances and form a association whereby that they could benefit from each other's business knowledge and activity. So that's still a good idea. Do you think? You think it's still a good idea? This morning I made the suggestion that starting with a time to be grateful, we still have plenty of time, inshallah, God knows best, to make time and space for resourceful men and women in business, in education, in the culture, to come together, identify who they were, to briefly get to know one another, and to continue that meeting and coming together throughout the year and ongoing into the future, forming relationships where we get to know one another better in our particular focuses as teachers, business people, governmental people, people with government interests and involvement, people with Islamic education involvement, and the invitation for imams to expand the dynamics of leadership, recognizing that these individuals are leaders, and we work towards building the institutional structure. And as we meet, we develop language. We develop the architectural language, social language that we need for bonding, and we need for collaboration, and we need for shura bainahum. So I want to read a little bit. As I said, we're waiting on Martha Nyla Abdullah to join us, and I can step out of the host chair and get back in the queue with you all. So alhamdulillah, we want to read a little bit from this book entitled Adam, the Universally Evolving Human Soul, Male and Female. And it begins, what is alluded to is competing with those who have high knowledge. I'm sorry, looks like I start here. The plural body of the human soul as a neotype, understood as a postmodern Adam, alayhi salam, needs the red pill of scripture. He's addressing the movie that came out in 1999 called The Matrix, and many of you may have seen it because it's repeated on television very often. So the neotype, understood as postmodern, coming after Adam, that is, alayhi salam, needs the red pill of scriptural reasoning to wake up to socially constructed, artificial, falsified language, environments, and logic constructions. And the light is on. And then he has a square where he deals with word study. And the word he's addressing is architect. And it comes from the Latin archi, also arc, A-R-C-H, and arc, A-R-C, and arc, A-R-K. And it equals first or chief builder. Text, P-E-K-S, equals to weave, fabricate, plan, or craft. And texton, from T-E-K-S, text, equals chief builder, carpenter, weaver, one who plans or contrives or makes up. Okay, that's from Harper and Liu, etymoline.com. Interpretation, the second word, builders of language, environments, and social constructions that begin with archetypal logic and abstract language. Language construction is most important. This is Imam Wahdi Muhammad. What is alluded to is competing with those who have high knowledge. It is not only the material construction, but also competing with those who have higher knowledge. Imam Muhammad, Adult Dawah, the 20th of March, 2005, Chicago, Illinois, lecture. Architecture, in the abstract or metaphysical sense, refers to the systematic organization of knowledge as language and logic, as the basis for social constructions, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Made the connection between architecture and archetypal plans, as the construction of buildings and the construction of the language, logic, and ideas of culture. Imam Muhammad's insight is based on detailed study of Quran, grammar, and God-given insight that, quote, language construction is most important, unquote. After all, quote, culture is knowledge organized in certain patterns or taking certain orders, again, Imam Muhammad. In the abstract or metaphysical sense, architect refers to all those who organize the systematic language and logic of culture and social constructions that began with the language and logic of the heavenly garden as an environment created within and for every atom as spirit and mind. The origins of postmodern holistic principled logic must be brought into agreement with the original fitrullahi nature of man as mind in original state of creation. Man as mind began in a heavenly garden without and within. The heavenly garden is a metaphoric language environment from which Adam, alayhi salam, the universal soul and custodian of creation, evolves, guided by the will of the creator, owner, and originator of every human soul. Alhamdulillah. I'm still looking at the board, waiting on my relief to arrive. Sister Martha, we're waiting on you. And inshallah, she'll plug in and I can step out and have her continue. So we appreciate the opportunity to address you and to share logic and language insights from a student of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, and the facilitator of the Islamic Education Work Group, Dr. Hamid Al-Amin. And we wanted to have him on last night on Not Just Talk, but he had another matter that he had to take care of. So I think the format this evening was to deal with the ideas that we need to focus on in terms of community institution. And tomorrow at 7 o'clock, following the 5 to 7 program of Sister Hadi, we will be following her with a presentation dealing with the ascension, the night journey, visitation, and journey into the heavens, reported of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, his journey, and the moving up the structure. Do you think that you could identify this, as those that know, do you think you could identify this movement from Adam to Abraham as the mustaqim, or a mustaqim focus? What do you think? That's a question for anyone to press one and come into the conversation. We have a caller. My friend and colleague from St. Louis, Imam, introduce yourself.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hamid.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome.
I'm calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. And the subject of language is very essential. Praise be to Allah.
Yes.
And I'm grateful that you bring this subject forward, because, in you and I sharing the Ramadan sessions of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad Sunday evenings here on America Muslim 360, we have a 4-volume set. And we are sharing from out of the 2nd volume, a Ramadan session. And
what time
some
is
of
that?
The praise be to Allah. thank you, my brother. It is I believe it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Definitely.
Here on America. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my brother. 7 p.m. Praise be to Allah. So in the Imam sharing, he mentioned language.
Yes.
And his statement was that there is a language inside of language or underneath the language.
Yes, sir.
And if you're just operating on the surface language, then you're missing the wisdom in the language. Among scholars and deep thinkers, you would be on the kindergarten level of language. Let me give an example, if I may, please. We look at the word psychology or psychological. We can use that, you know. Yeah, you need to go and see a psychologist. My profession is psychology.
Yes.
But I have been focused on the conjunction of words. That means two words combined into one. Psychological. We know that psyche means the mind. And the next form is logic. The mind must be connected with what is logical, not fantasy, not falsehood, but logic. It should make sense. So when we use that language, we need to know what we're speaking of and what the aim of the language is, to reach the logic of any thought, discipline, or behavior. And it begins in the mind, the mind. Imam Muhammad has shared with us that the psychologist is really examining your soul. The psyche is connected to your soul. And we know that man means mind. But man has to be connected with the naked truth, el-haqqa, the truth, the reality. And that is connected with logic. There's another form of a word, and I got this from Imam Muhammad himself. You know, he was saying how people go to share their troubles with therapists, and they are being actuated in therapy. He said, now, divide that word. Therapist is therapist. He said, now, let's separate the two words that I see there. Therapist. The rapist. They rape your soul. They are playing with your soul. And many of them claim to be atheists. I'm just saying, many of them are, you would deem them as secular. But when they are delving into your innermost thoughts, they are really affecting and researching your soul. And because they are disconnected from the creator of the soul, they make many huge errors, and they rape the soul of its valuable content. So those are only two examples of a language inside of the language, and we have to be very studious and study language, for there is a wisdom and an understanding underlying language. There's language inside of the language. So important. And I have heard you say many times, Michael, you really press this here. you say, man, we are operating in an oppressive language construct. And
that's the language of our teacher. You know, I use the language that Imam Muhammad was my mentor, and I'm a mentee of W.D. Muhammad. You know,
that's
student,
right.
You know,
yes, sir. So you know, he's so valuable to us. He leads us to that which has been hidden from most of mankind.
Yes, sir.
For most of mankind. So anyway, I definitely agree that language is very important, and we need to really look underneath the language, for that is where the wisdom and the jewels are. It's language inside of language, like therapist, like psychological, the psychologist. He is dabbling in your psyche, and your psyche is representative of your soul. And if he's not connected, with the creator of the soul, then he'll make many mistakes and lead you into insanity. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Michael,
thank you.
For allowing
thank
me
you.
To speak.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You.
So, and we
you,
are
you
with have... our sister, but in the meantime, there is another caller on the line, and I believe it is
yes,
our
sir.
Brother Bilal. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Michael. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Alaikum assalam. Bilal Abdullah, the poet laureate of
Praise
A360.
Praise be to Allah.
Welcome.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah. We thank you to Allah. Well, so Brother Michael and Brother Hamid, I mean, when I hear them, I think about on Sundays, you know, and they do an excellent job, and I invite everybody
Praise
to come out on Sundays,
and
hear what is being said. So praise be to Allah.
Well, you
know, something I have, well, go ahead.
Bilal, before you say that, I want to say that Sunday evening at 7 p.m. where we read the second volume. We're reading the second volume of the Ramadan session. It is such a joy. Sometimes I'm, you know, having little issues, but reading that language, it creates an atmosphere, an energy, a vibe that really is so healthy and uplifting. And what you share in terms of your poetry, and you're sharing from the book Education, a Sacred Matter. It's so valuable
to
the kind of environment we need. Praise
I'm loving it
life.
Too, brother. Believe me. All the books, every one of the books. I'm just, I'm in this one until I burn it out, and then, you know, maybe go back to another one, you know.
So, all right.
So praise
what do you got for
okay, here we go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Necessary and essential features of life. All other developments will come, serve God and sacrifice. Male and female, essentially spirit, need to be expressed materially in order to really benefit. Material expression in a material reality, right to own property. Qualifying for zakat, being purified by giving charity. Engaging the material world and getting the benefit. Expressing our aspiration, connecting with revelation. Pursuing our appetites or our passion from our sensitivity. Having an inherent right to speak out against injustice and immorality. Culture expressing the decency and our nobility. Establishing peace with dignity, not selling out. Getting the wealth we need. Our children growing up with the right attitude. Giving help to those in need, good deeds they can't lose. Stop limiting ourselves. Our brain needs to reach maturity. We must help others to achieve productivity. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you for sharing that. And we invite the others in the queue, in the audience, to press one if you would like to share with us. The format this evening was to be a think tank forum, and so I'm going to try to put together some questions. I was not expecting to host this evening's program, so just bear with me. You know, I'm kind of doing this on the fly, so to speak. This book. The author is the facilitator, as I mentioned, of the Islamic Educational Work Group. And he has a background in psychology. And he's been a professor of psychology in the Alabama, in Huntsville, Alabama area, and other places as well. And I talk with him a lot because my interest is in psychology. I'm a layman, as they say. You know, I don't have credentials, but I have great interest particularly in the psychology that Allah presents to us of ourselves, of the human being, from the guidance, His guidance, the Holy Quran, and also observing what has been written about Prophet Muhammad, his model of living the Holy Quran day to day, prayers and peace be upon him, and how we are to address our own mindsets. All of us have a mindset. We've developed a way of thinking. We've developed a way of feeling. We've developed certain sensibilities. And we those of us on the line that accepted al-Islam, whether it be the proto-Islamic movement of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and then coming into the following of Imam Wahdeen Muhammad, or whether we came in when Imam Wahdeen Muhammad came in as the leader or sometime after, we came in with our own thinking. I'm saying our own thinking relatively, because I know myself and others. I'm not by myself. There are others that came in to the community that were socialized and socially conditioned to feel and think a certain way. And this is the nature of society. Society invites us to think and feel a certain way as a group dynamics, you know, as a group interaction between human beings in the society or the social life. You know, we feel a certain way, and there are degrees of that. And I see Imam Kareem's hand is up again. Yes, sir. Welcome back.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. You know, it is mystery, and myth is what led me to al-Islam. Prior to al-Islam, there was a lot of mystery associated with biblical scripture. There was a mystery in the unknown. I looked at the scripture and able to quote it, and it just did not make sense to me. This was during the turbulent times of the rebellion, I think we would call it, when the whole society had an issue with the system as it existed. And me being African-American, I was definitely interested in what we call the civil rights movement. And I wasn't a super religious person, but I believed that religion was real. But when I started questioning, you know, slave, obey your master. If he asks for your coat, give him your cloak, and all of that. And I juxtaposed that to what was happening in the social arena of this world. And I was coming to the conclusion, all of these mysteries like slave, obey your master, that, and I would say it publicly, that, and this is prior to my having any knowledge of Islam, I would say that book is a flat-foot lie. It has been designed to keep us in a position of slavery and being docile. Love those that spitefully use you. Now listen to that word, spite, out of spite, for no reason at all. Just out of spite. They lynch you. They jump on you. They put hoses and dolls on you. Love them. That didn't make sense to me. The idea also of a donkey speaking, a donkey saying to its master, why have you struck me these three times? A donkey talking. Now, that didn't make sense to me. And I was coming to the conclusion that all of this has been written by a false hand, that religion is not real. It's a construct that the oppressors have introduced to us to make us just slaves and their pawns. I was, to be truthfully honest, I was bordering on the condition of atheism. I was at the edge of atheism, that all of this is a lie. And praise be to Almighty God, Allah led me to Temple Number One in Detroit, Michigan. I began to receive answers that these are only metaphors that's pointing to something else. And the metaphors were explained plain and clear. And I could see the logic. I could see the message in the revelation. So it's very important, you know, that we look at language. And you heard me use the word metaphor. I got that from Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. And
yes, sir.
Prior to him, I think it was Minister Hastings in Detroit, Temple Number One. And through getting acquainted with a metaphor, this is a word that's representing something else, a higher understanding. Don't just read it at the surface level.
Yes.
So, getting rid of mystery, like the Quran invites us to understanding. The understanding is the home of the mind, when you can understand a thing. But just operating on all these mysteries, fumbling in the dark, and stuff like that, that's what's wrong with the society now. They have been given a language, but that language needs interpretation. And the Quran is the seat of understanding. Praise be to Allah. And the life example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And we are grateful to Almighty God, Allah, for having blessed us, the people that walk in darkness, have blessed us with an excellent teacher that removes the veil over our eyes, remove the scales from our eyes, and take us to a clear understanding and get rid of a lot of mystery and myth.
Yeah.
So it's very valuable what we are bringing to the world is to these mysteries need to be explained, to be decoded, because people are just operating on mystery and myth. I'll stop right
there. We have another caller.
Thank you, my
brother. Yes, sir. Thank
you.
Yes,
sir. I'm on.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. We've got Bilal Abdullah recalling. Come on.
Alhamdulillah. It's something I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah. Al-Fatiha, we are asking Allah. Prayer should never stop. The merciful benefactor, not denying his favors. We are requesting something because we need something. Once we get it, we can't quit it. Revelation is a benefit, cure for the sick, on condition, improving our condition. This is the mission. Adam, victim of deception, he slipped. Here we are. You on a drug trip? Repent, make amends for your sin. Try it again. Good deed. Try not to repeat. The Jews was lifted. They didn't trust. Weak, not tough. Nation came to Solomon. People under the covenant. We want universal insight to better people's lives. So he bring peace. Selfishness must cease. Taking care of other social needs. People of the book, crooks, should have gave, but they took. Given intellect, the best, but they failed the test. Didn't fulfill all obligation regarding science and civilization. Lost the connection, poor perception, greed, poverty, no peace. Let's have the Muhammad reality. Allah alone, keep us strong. We are reborn after war torn, choosing right over wrong. What we have is on a straight path, choosing right over wrong. What we have is on a straight path, being righteous, God conscious, morally courageous, standing up on faith, safe, Shaitan running away, weak leadership, void of proper worship, just another trip. We want to see them in the light, but they must fight and get the universal insight. Blessed to be the best, not upset, cleaning up this world mess. This is the test, straight up, being tough, not believing in luck. We don't gamble, this world is a shamble. The whole earth is one living space. Let's keep it safe from the walking dead. Brave, not afraid. The more truth we give, the less foolishness we take. People's lives are at stake. Peace to the families. Supply and neighborly needs. A universal man cleaning up the land. Bring society where God wants him to go. Our work shows that our souls are bold, doing what we are told. We have to plant our roots in the earth, rising up, keeping our creator first. Those who go astray lose faith. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Bilal. Yes, we're going to take a public service announcement break, and we'll be back after these messages.
The peace be on you. As-salam alaykum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anh, and we all explained its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. As-salamu alaykum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sewer Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
And we're back with more of CWSC Think Tank Community Developmental Stages and CWSC Community Buzz. Tonight was to be hosted by Martha Nyla Abdullah, the Executive Director of Community-Wide Shura Conference. And we've not heard from her, so we know that she would be here if she was able. So we're praying a lot that everything is all right with her. And this was also to be a think tank, kind of wetting our whistle, so to speak, or preparing us for tomorrow evening's presentation after the Prisia Hadid's program of Al-Islam in Focus, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in standard time, 6 central. We're continuing with the process of the focus on the ascension developmental stages from Adam to Abraham. Those stages are Adam, the second stage is Jesus and John, the third stage is Yusuf, the prophet Yusuf or Joseph, fourth stage is Idris, the fifth stage is Aaron or Harun, the sixth stage is Moses, and the seventh level is Abraham, alayhi salam, upon all of the prophets. And they represent types. We've come to understand the higher language that when Scripture addresses the prophet models, they're modeling the Scripture. They're modeling the guidance of God. God gives us the guidance, and then he gives us an example of how to live the guidance. And this guidance is progressional. It progresses from Adam to Jesus and John to Joseph. It's a progressional development. We make the prayer in the first chapter of Al-Fatiha, and we find this word mustaqim. It's not like the sabil. Sabil represents the horizontal path of man's movement in the world and his growth and development. And we meet one another on the sabil, and we interact, and we learn from one another, and we progress along that path of human social interaction. But the mustaqim is described as the upward development. Just like we see this upward architectural design from Adam to Abraham, and taking into account the language that each of these prophets shared with us. This coming Saturday, we're going to be focusing on Aaron, the prophet and the brother of Moses. And we say, alayhi salam, Allah's peace be on them. And so Aaron was the brother and the prophet, companion prophet of Prophet Moses. And we're going to be looking at Aaron or Harun in the Quranic Arabic. We're going to be looking at him in terms of his connection with the educational process of culture. And we get this idea. We read from Dr. Hamid Al-Amin's book, Adam, the Universally Evolving Human Soul, Male and Female. New book. Amazon. You can go to Amazon to purchase it, and there'll be, inshallah, God willing, there'll be other purchases. Pardon me, other avenues to purchase the book, but the book has recently come out. And I'm going to read a little bit more from this book. The main focus is language construction is most important, quote unquote, of Imam Muhammad. And so, continuing, the origins of postmodern holistic principled logic must be brought into agreement with the original fitrillahi, that is, the original nature, fitrillahi nature of man as mind in original state of creation. Man as mind began in a heavenly garden without and within. The heavenly garden is a metaphoric language environment from which Adam, alayhi salam, A.S., the universal soul and custodian of creation evolves, guided by the will of the creator, owner, and originator of every human soul. Continuing, next paragraph. The evolving construction of language environments requires open access for the common soul to higher education, language, and logic that helps establish the universals of scriptural reasoning, holistic principled logic, informs rational faith, and the integrity of the social and material sciences that support the evolution of culture, social life, and civilized progress. Language is so important in terms of whether we progress or not. 727, we're going to bring you right back in just a moment. And we invite others to press 1. Sister Martha intended to have a workshop or I can't think of the word right now, but and she also, I think she wanted to include the looking at from the language environment of the ascension and the focus on Aaron, looking at our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, and a threat. I've noticed that a lot of people, I didn't hear the full khutbah today with Imam Yahya Abdullah here in Jacksonville. The time change got me. I forgot. But this idea of insensitivity, disrespect for others, you know, there's a lot of discomfort right now. Oh Lord, what is Trump going to do? What the Make America Great Again people, what are they going to do now that they've got the presidency, the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court wrapped up? Oh Lord, what are they going to do? Well, for the Muslims and other men and women of faith that have their identity based in faith in their Creator, and not faith in the American structure as it is now, or as it was, we're not going to make it. It's clear to me. We're not going to make it if we don't have an identity that goes beyond the identity of American citizens. And we just need to turn inward and seek the help that the Creator put inside of us. You know, we have qualities and attributes that God has put in us. You've heard the saying, God don't make no junk. Use my English. So I believe that to be true. And someone keeps opening up. I'm not ready to open up the mic yet. Yes, go ahead.
Martha is on the line. That's what I'm informing you of. She is on the Laos phone line. Okay, it's
Thank
open
you.
Now. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you. Martha Abdullah. Martha Naila Abdullah.
Thank you.
You're like the hoopoe bird. You're late to the muster.
Yes, I'm late to the muster. And you were doing well and continue on with your focus where you were, and I can join when you're at the relaxed point. Thank you so much.
As-salamu
alaykum.
I yield the floor. Wait. I yield the floor. I stand relieved. You've got the floor.
I certainly appreciate everyone. The process is never stopped because of one person or any person. Praise be to Allah. And that's what we wanted to convey. If we didn't do anything else after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring Allah is the one God and there are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and a messenger of Allah. And greetings of peace to everyone. And keeping the peace, as Michael had so beautifully, and I thank Allah for the knowing that at any time, you know, when it's our time, we would just lay down and rest, and it will, everything will continue on, inshallah. As everyone who's listening, you know, the more we know, the more accountable we are. And there's another way of saying that, I believe, is like your health. Well, anyway, it means the same, as we are more accountable when we know more. When we are, we become more responsible for what we know. So praise be to Allah, and thankful for Bilal dialing me and realizing that I know that my phone is not able to make phone calls out, but I can receive calls. So thank Allah. Thank you all. I won't take up too much more time because I do want to share, and Michael indicated about something similar to a workshop, but this is a think tank session, and we want your involvement.
Yes.
Whatever you're thinking, please, by all means, this is the time to share it so that we can ponder over what is being shared. And this is prior to the Education Consortium presenting tomorrow night. So they will leave time for us to ask questions, but not interrupt the flow of where they are, what they're presenting, and how they're keeping us connected to the whole assembly, is that right, of the month parallel along with the ascension. And this is very purposeful. And inshallah, as we grow and get this documented where it can be in the hands of everyone who, want to continue to grow or just zoom in on what is meant by the Hijra calendar, and am I still living in the Gregorian calendar? But there's good. There's some good in everything. But am I living in the Gregorian calendar, becoming more and more secularized, as we explained this morning, turning away from the Almighty reference in and around us, and where we have some control now. We have the ability to control our attitude and our actions and our connections, and we can be very selective of how we adorn our environment. We can contribute to that goodness being up there for others. So what am I referring to now? As for those who want to go back and listen to the layout, and we will have it in the journal, inshallah. We didn't want to jump into the Muslim Journal presenting and not being consistent. So now we're able to be more consistent with our presentations that we share, and again, keeping it open for anyone who wants to contribute, because as you're studying, you need that, and Michael and you and Kareem and Bilal, you can bear witness to it. You need an outlet when you're studying. You need to lay it out somewhere so it can be used. And then continue to gain, get more and more information. So alhamdulillah for this opportunity. And that's what this is.
Yeah.
This weaknesses, opportunities and threats. This is certainly an opportunity. Our strength is the development of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing Thomas Abdul Salam
with the idea and the layout. He laid, Thomas laid this out, but the CWSC. He and his wife connected and promoted and provided American Muslim 360. And it began to be the house or the components. But then they realized community-wide Shura conference is the house, and AM 360 is the broadcasting arm. So this is why we have the component, the intelligentsia components. That's a strength. And the having students who volunteer to connect with the mission and identify policies and procedures under these components or with these components, and then really grow with it, learn about it. You know, it wasn't that they understood everything about it, but they began to understand by us being connected. And so the development of the Model Community National Resource Directory with Mukhtar Muhammad allowing himself to, I'm going to use the word digest, receive and digest everything from Thomas that Thomas wanted laid out. This is why Mukhtar Muhammad was such an excellent executive director in coordinating laying the electronic field for Model Community National Resource Directory so that you can register online and become an active participant. You know, we speak much about words make people, yes. We want to go beyond the words, make the words come alive, in other words, make the words come alive. So here we are to make the words come alive, inshallah. Consistently going to the Quran, I was going to share from Surah 39:23. I'll just read the English here, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Well, I must reference that. Well, I want to go ahead and read it because the word I want to point out is hadith. All right. Allahu nazzala ahsanal hadith. كتابا متشابها مثاني متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما And the way Yusuf Ali, his rendering is, to seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allah has revealed, and that verb is nazala, revealed, and in parentheses, from time to time, the most beautiful message. That's the hadith. Hasana and hadith in the form of a book. Consistent, so the Quran defines the Quran. Consistent with itself. In parentheses, yet, close parentheses, repeating, and in parentheses, its teaching in various aspects. Close parentheses. The skins of those who fear their Lord tremble thereat. Then their skins and their hearts do soften to the celebration of Allah's praises. Such is the guidance of Allah. Allah guides therewith whom he pleases, but such as Allah leads to stray can have none to guide. Truly Allah speaks the truth. So we're putting ourselves in the position to be guided, inshallah. And there's a process to that. So where are we going to go tonight? Our strength beyond the Model Community National Resource Directory and all the directors who are ready, willing, and capable. Everyday life. And therefore, the weaknesses then will be what? Our weaknesses is sometimes, I would point out, lapse of time, miscommunication, and sometimes lack of communication. We work hard at wanting to be consistent with communication, and so we have to ask ourselves, what processes of communication do we have? So we have the, of course, American Muslim 360. So we know sometimes Blog Talk is down. We know we have the free conference call line. We don't readily, all of us don't readily remember the number. We know that we have Google Meet, which is free and which operates pretty much like Zoom, minus the phone number. And then we have Zoom. There's Zoom. And we have the access to free usage of Zoom for 40 minutes. So that provides a phone number. No, it does not provide a phone number when you're basic using the basic Zoom. You have to pay a little more to have access to a phone number. Then, so laying out our weakness perhaps would be laying out all of the communication avenues to strengthen those avenues. Now, of course, we can say, well, can't we get our own tower? Can't we get our own channel, radio, FM channel? Can we? Yes, we can. That then brings in more structuring. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Money coming into play first. And every organization and business live by research and development. You will see it saying R&D. In every company, there's research and development, and that goes on all the time behind the scenes, and things get brought forward. Before you know it, new things come up, and it's because the research team is taking care of that. And so we need a more diligent R&D, research and development. Individuals who love to just research stuff and they just salivate when they do it. I'm one. I love doing that too. So I'd love to ask anyone who loves to do research or want to get into doing research. It is so beneficial to just get to see how one thing weaves into another, and it becomes very beneficial for the group. So alhamdulillah, we're asking anyone to dial 910-317-0297 and let us know. Let it be known that you want to be a part of the research and development team for CWSC. And this is not just for what we've come to know CWSC to be. It is because what CWSC is about is opening up and connecting with organizations, providing avenues for the organizations to become. So the volunteers who volunteer in the Model Community National Resource Directorate become an asset for others, other organizations, as well as CWSC, but definitely for other organizations that may be having difficulty in certain areas, and they just need that assistance. So the weakness, one other weakness is connecting the individuals who have registered with the Model Community National Resource Directory, maintaining a connection with them. But all of us, those who are on the line, I pray you have registered with Model Community National Resource Directory. And therefore, perhaps you're participating in an area maybe indirectly. I don't know. I don't want to assume that you're not connecting and participating. Asking those who are listening to definitely, you know, we need a research and development team. And we're also asking for those who are willing to take on the become a logistics team. And these are ad hoc, what you would call ad hoc committees that aren't necessarily needed all the time. But we definitely are looking for those who don't mind working with the map and don't mind marking logistically, doing things, making phone calls, setting up phone banks, all of that that we read off this morning. Alhamdulillah. Any questions so far from anyone?
Well, not a question, but in terms of the SWOT analysis, the strength, you know, the human soul, particularly the African-American soul, has been prepared potentially to carry the guidance of God. And but you know how it is when you go into the gym or you make a decision that you're going to start an exercise program, and you do certain exercises in repetition. Imam Muhammad talked about the rigor of intellectual or knowledge pursuits. It requires, and we see this in our early development of learning about our environment and about ourselves. You can use the example of a toddler getting up off their knees and walking. That requires a discipline. You know, you can't be thinking about a whole lot of different things and concentrating on taking your first step and not falling down. But as those muscles develop, you don't even think about walking, and you want to run. You know, you get so good at walking, you want to run. But I notice that we need to be aware, and this is dealing with a weakness, and we all have them. We need to be more focused in our thinking, and we can practice that on AM360. Communications, you know, when you press one to come into the queue. There is, in my opinion, because of our social conditioning, we have so much inside of us that we want to share. And you hear callers call in and they go from this topic to that topic, and we say, you know, they're giving a khutbah, right? You know, and they're not focusing in terms of the direction that the host might want to go in, and they're not focusing oftentimes in terms of the language that they're using. Is this language suitable for the environment that we're in at this time? Example, there was a time where leadership and followership was respected. Not now. Everybody has their thing. You know, I'm free. They're more interested in freedom than independence. And when I say independence from the socializing that we as citizens of America, and in particular the African-American community, we've been socialized to pay attention to the interests of other people over our own self-interest as a group. So there's a lot to say about that, but being aware that I need to discipline, and rather than giving 8, 9, 10 different ideas at one breath, let's stick 2 or 3 and focus on those 2 or 3 ideas, but within a framework. It needs a framework. It just can't be knowledge for knowledge's sake. It has to be connected with the community life that we so badly need. And I'll stop there.
Okay, well, don't stop there, because let's go through this trial, Michael, you and I, and anyone who wants to volunteer after you hear what it say. If you want to volunteer to be, because this is live, be that caller that delivers a pointed point in 2 minutes or less. And we're going to, I don't have one of those timers. I think we just gave 2 minutes. So anyone wanting first before Michael and I do it. And I'm watching, looking at the board to see if anyone wants to press one on their mic, or even you, Bilal.
All right.
Okay.
You want
I've
to go
got
for
a timer.
It,
I got
you
a,
have
timer
a timer
on my phone. Yeah.
Okay. So anyone press one, be brave. This is the think tank. This is where we do the dress rehearsal. So Okay, so we'll go on, Michael. Weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so let me begin. Okay, I'm the caller. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Martha Nyla Williams Abdullah, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. And I'd like to make some comments in reference to the topic tonight. I heard Martha Nyla mention that CWSC needs someone to work in research and development, and I'm willing to participate in that area. I'd like to ask, what is it I need to do? Where do I just call in now to the 910 number? And give me some idea as to how did I do?
Okay, that was just 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Do that 20
seconds.
The point,
so.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just
you,
a minute. Just
you
a
want
minute.
To go now?
Yes, let me reset here. Yes, 1 minute is 120 seconds. Oh, wait a minute.
1 minute is 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. 60 and 60 is 120, right? Okay,
yes.
I messed up. Okay, let's see. 60 and 60, 120. What do I want? I want two. I'm going to
you want two. You want the 120. No, you want the 120.
I want the 120.
You want the 120. That's 2 minutes.
Okay. I did 220, and that's 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Okay. I'm ready to go. All right. So I believe that we'll get the best effort for research and development if we have individuals that have that kind of skill set. You know, sometimes, you know, we're willing to participate, but there's a thing called the PETA principle where where oftentimes we can volunteer for stuff or attempt to work on things that are really over our heads. You know how you hear people say, that's beyond my pay grade. Well, sometimes we step into areas like that. I know I did that with the imam position in Birmingham. I was really in over my head, and I had to call on the Lord to help me. So we need research and development, but we'll get the best out of those who have that kind of either layman experience or professional experience in terms of research and development and the other areas. And that's an invitation also for us to develop our skills. A prayer that some of us pray is, oh Allah, help me to better serve your will and plan for your world and your people. And that's something that all of us can benefit from, because Allah answers prayers. Ask Allah to help us to be better. And we know that he created the human being to serve his will and plan. And not just the human being, but the unsocialized. You know, he says he created jinn and men. And I look at the jinn as those people that let's say, weak in their human sensitivities and sensibilities, and they're, you know, sometimes they can be all over the place. Even those are called upon to understand that God didn't create you for sport and play, fooling around. Allah created us to serve his will and plan. And I'll stop there. 8 seconds left.
Oh, I just did. I was saying, he's gonna not make it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Please, come on. We need some more takers on this, because this is the, if I can say, training ground, would that be appropriate?
Yeah.
Because you never know who may represent your another organization that you may be with, and you need to give a 1-2-3 presentation, as Imam Fahim Shu'aib would say, an elevator approach, elevator pitch.
Yes. Explain what that means.
Yes, you can do the who, what, when, where, why within less than 15 seconds. And that is doable because you're going from one from the first floor and you're getting on the elevator with someone you just met, and you have to explain, share with them who you are and why you are wanting them to listen to you about you make a pitch about your organization, what you do, why you do it, and then it will develop It will develop an interest in them.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Bilal.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes. Alaikum assalam.
Oh, okay.
You ready for Michael to put the timer on?
Yeah, it won't take long.
No, he's going to put that timer on. So you can
ready to read it out loud. This is Bilal. And doing right now, I'm doing an internship with one of our leaders in the community. And so until that end, you know, I'll just be like kind of like Magic Johnson. I'll just support things that comes on the radio and do what I can and put in expressing it in a culture expression of a spoken word or poem. But right now, that's where I'm at. All right.
Oh,
I'm alaikum, everybody.
You still have one minute
and
45
seconds
left. Yeah. That was good. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, and look, in terms of communication, and I'm a student, I'm not a professional, but I am a professional in a sense, but I'm a growing professional in communication. And the teachers of communication let us know that the first presentation, your audience may only get 25% of what you say. They may hold on to only 25% of what you're sharing. So being precise in your language and aware of time, being aware of the time that you can be too repetitious. Repetition is not a bad thing. You know, you can repeat. Prophet Muhammad used repetition. There's certain important things that he would say three times. And we have that as his sunnah. You know, he will repeat certain things, what they call for emphasis, you know. And that's an important part of communication. But not being wordy, to being what they call more right and exact. We used to say that in the Nation of Islam, being right and exact. There's another term connected with Ramadan. The Eid day coming out of Ramadan, there's a Arabic word connected with the month of Shawwal, and that word is called Shawil. The month is called Shawwal, and the first day is the first day of the Eid coming out of Ramadan. Shawil has to do with what we used to call in the Nation of Islam, fast thinking, quick moving, right down to the modern time. There's a definition, dictionary definition. There's a dictionary definition called expeditious. We want to move expeditiously. We want to speak expeditiously. In other words, not waste words. And I think if we really look at Imam Muhammad's presentation, he was very good in terms of word discipline. He would get much in. He would give us many ideas, and not the full idea. He would give us hints and clues, something that the student would go and look up and get the benefit from.
I see Michael as I was thinking about Mike. I see Mike as like a diplomat, a politician. You know, I study him. I study everybody,
praise
but I study him, and I see and Michael.
God.
Michael be good as politician, a diplomat.
Well, I was born in D.C.
I remember when I used to hear him talk. I said, oh, boy, I sure wish I could talk like that, brother.
I was born in D.C., and I went to a lot of barbershops where they used to really chew the gums, you know. They used to, I was around a lot. Say again.
I apologize.
What was that, Mark?
We say chew the fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I was around a lot of talkers. You got a lot of talkers in D.C. And coming into the nation, I became more aware of the importance of the I'll say it this way. I don't like this. The quality of speech over the volume or the lengthiness of speech, the quality is better.
Okay. If I may, we have another exercise that will keep us connected or take us further into the work of where we are. And that includes the map, the 50 states, and our governor's initiative. I think we placed that as homework for us all to look into so that we're not struck by surprise when certain things happen in our cities or our states. And be more what we want to be more attentive of is the, as I read this morning, number of Muslim, not just communities, but the mosques, specifically onto the mosque, and because we're looking at the logistically, seeing where they're located, surrounding of maybe 5 miles, maybe too much of a radius, everyone 5 miles out for a particular masjid to be concerned with. It can go that far, depending on the strength of the population in the mosque, you know, the dutiful workers in the mosque, because the mosque themselves, the community themselves will deal with what operations they will be taking care of. And those operations, whenever we look at the city hall to take care of or the magistrate to take care of, then the community, the Muslim community, to be that community that is strengthened with the operational processes, then we have to really be about it. There's one thing, as we're working, as we think on education there in our communities. So we want to look at the radius surrounding. Yeah, the radius surrounding the masjid. So where we're located, does anyone want to volunteer to share where your masjid is located or Islamic Center is located? And have you done a particular thing like that, seeing the radius and the people that are, you know, studying who are in need, what their needs are, and how you can assist, or are you working hand in hand with another faith group to take care of that outreach component? We're only concerned with the outreach part, not about the in-house makeup of the masjid. We don't want to invade or violate anyone's internal state of being, but we definitely want to connect with the outreach. That's where we can be more present in the community. Anyone want to volunteer to share? Then we can identify that as a weakness. Would you say, Michael, Bilal?
Yeah, without a doubt. With me, okay, with me.
No,
not for everybody else. I have to say, for me, yeah, I would have to say that's a weakness. But my outside, well, see, AM360 and CWSC is my masjid, my community. So I think I do all right then. I think I'm very active.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael, and I was meaning weakness as far as the community's development in the outreach area. We can place ourselves individually, you know, that's fine too. But we're thinking of the group intellect.
Yes.
I really was assuming that that's in operation around the country. Call me naive.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, you know, there are various levels of this type of activity. Here in Jacksonville, the Imam leadership of Imam Yahya Abdullah has established neighborly needs. We're looking to have one soon where we, before Thanksgiving, we purchase turkeys and give them out at the masjid. We've done that over several years with clothing and hot meals, and the occasion is called Neighborly Needs, and we invite the neighbors out to share with them, clothing that is had been unused, you know, good quality clothing that had gone unused in our closets, and we share those things with the neighbors. Those items, as well as the sisters prepare hot meals, and we give them out until they run out. Give everything out until it runs out. And you know, there are other activities, you know, that we can do, and hopefully we will be doing. In Jacksonville, Florida, but you know, it depends on the conscious awareness of those communities, mosque and the Islamic centers. That's the smaller locations have been designated as Islamic centers, and yes. You know, and the Imam told us that if we have just one person keeping alive the particular efforts, education, the dawah, you know, there should be someone in our among our group to keep those efforts alive until we can formulate them and bring them into the practical reality. The religion is practical. I got this saying from a North Carolinian Muslim brother and Dai. He used to talk about where the rubber meets the road all the time. And I see we have a caller we're going to bring into the conversation. 213-925. State your name and where you're calling from. Welcome.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, brother Michael. This is Amin at Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Claire Muhammad
yes,
STEM School.com. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah, you know, I think a lot about, you know, that proposal that I did over the phones. You know, I called into like four or five shows, you know, with that proposal about, you know, the Imam calling Trump a good-hearted human. You know, a lot of people have said that I've been getting a lot of flack, but I was thinking, still, though, you know, I think I'd like to pursue this about putting it out on a full-page ad in a good New York newspaper.
I mean, that's an excellent idea. And believe it or not, I was just on the phone today with a big brother, I call him. He's 80 years old, and he's gone back to college to get his degree, and he's interacting with the professors and the college students. Anyway, he told me that he said we should do dawah to President Trump. You know, just as Prophet Muhammad
right.
called the leaders to al-Islam, that we should do dawah.
Yeah.
We should approach him. So
right.
You got a second for your idea, I mean.
Well, alhamdulillah. Right. You know, we're not afraid. We don't have anything to be ashamed of. In fact, we have so much to be proud of, you know, where we come from, from 1930 and our, you know, ideology at that time. And Imam Muhammad, he was for real. He picked up the flag, you know what I mean? And
that's right.
And, yeah,
that's
so
important.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Brother Michael. We'll leave it right there. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. And I love you, man, you know, because we got to have the guts to do that. My only problem is, you know, don't wear out the brothers. They may be moving too slow.
All right. I understand.
You know,
I understand.
You know, the Department of Justice, you know, in reference to that, the Department of Justice found two Americans, I think, one foreigner, and they had a plot to kill Trump, President Trump. And they say now it might be a little bit heightened up now, or they might have to kind of like withdraw a little bit because by him coming into the presidency, the security thing will be so high. But the fact is that they say that they see Trump, you know, because of their relationship they going to be having with Israel, that he will attack Iran. And so they was here and trying to they had applied the Department of Justice caught them though, you know. So if you make that approach and it kind of be a certain way, realize that, you know, he know that the Iranians is out to get him, would like to have him taken off the planet. And then some other people have on the hit list.
Yes. I mean, press one to go out of the queue so I can recognize you if you want to come back in. That's one. And I mentioned over the air, I'm sorry, go ahead, someone speaking. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I mentioned over the air, you know, America is beautiful and America is ugly. And in my opinion, it has been uglier in its past. Our government is called by Iran the Great Satan because our government, the agency of the Central Intelligence Agency, assassinated a duly elected president of Iran, Mossadegh, President Mossadegh. You can look it up. And they assassinated him, and they brought the Shah that many of us are aware of. His daddy was the first Shah. They brought him into power, and he went into a lot of secularism in terms of Iran, and he disrespected the Islamic values of his populace, his population. And there have been other assassinations, Lumumba in the Congo and others. So that's America the Ugly. And Minister Malcolm got into trouble by saying that when President John F. Kennedy was killed, he called it the chickens coming home to roost. And some people say karma, what goes around comes around. I, as a follower of Prophet Muhammad, I know Allah is over all affairs, and he permits some of this bitterness of life that we experience, the disrespect for life, the taking of life, the loss of life. Allah permits that, and it's all a part of his plan in terms of bringing the human family where he wants it to go. So that's what we believe in terms of what Allah tells us in his guidance of the Quran. And I'll stop there. Anyone else press one to come into the conversation?
Structure is key also when we strategize going to meet anyone of governance, that we have things that we can point to. We can point to general situations or the leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahimullah Olay. And then when we can point to current situations of how influencing we are in the area where we live, how much of an influence is the Muslim that's approaching President Trump? Are we of the group approach when we when you look at here in Florida, for Miami, Tallahassee, and I'd say the Tampa Bay area, and the East Coast, the West Coast, Central Florida, and then the East Coast, West Coast, North Florida, East Coast, West Coast, South Florida, And we ask ourselves, and I ask myself, you know, how connected are the Muslims in Florida? What is our, what are our goals? What are we working towards? And how can President Trump's presidency help? Yes, we can make it broad to say, you know, definitely not the killing of innocent people as it's going on right now. To be more pointed here at home where we, you know, our development or you know, after we leave the office, what will be our connection so that he will look and say, oh, I see the development of the Muslim, whether it's of the different areas, cultures, but we're as for African-American / Bilalian, what contribution will be to promote the country to help maintain peace? I won't say law and order. I said it, but to maintain peace. And how constructive will our approach be in the local area where we are? And this is why I was asking the question about the outreach, because the more structured we are in our local area and we have some goals and ways and means of meeting and greeting people that live in the area, caring for the, like you said, neighborly needs. And here we had labeled our masjid to be Masjid al-Ma'un, for neighborly needs. That's what the Tampa Bay area. So we want to give that some action, you know, thought and some action, you know, write it down what where we are in that and where what we need to do. One person can begin the process, you know, asking questions, meeting and greeting the neighbors, because before a hurricane comes or before something else happens in our community as an epidemic or what have you.
Yes, Martha. If I neglected you to get our public service announcements in, so I'm going to take
public
a quick
service,
public
please,
service
announcement
break, and we'll be back after these messages.
I think I mean.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayh and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our communities and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted. from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
And we're back with more of CWSC Think Tank Community Developmental Stages and CWSC Community Buzz. Yes.
Allahu Akbar. I think, okay, Amin, I have my computer up now. I think he's back. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, alaikum assalam. Brother Michael, you say it was some pioneer or old-timer that made that suggestion that we give President Trump's dawah like that? Because I didn't see it like that. I didn't see it. Is that right? Old-timer,
yeah.
Pioneer, or what?
80 years old. My
80 years
brother.
Old, see? Uh-huh. Yeah, see? Because I didn't vision. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Let me say this. There are mm-hmm. examples in our history as African Americans that I look to in terms of addressing power. Benjamin Banneker is one of them. You know, there are letters in the Maryland Historical Society where Benjamin Banneker approached Thomas Jefferson. At that time, Thomas Jefferson was Secretary of State. And he wrote in very, very diplomatic language the hypocrisy of the idea of all men being created equal, and his people, the African American slaves, they were enslaved in better slavery, and how can you say that? But the language,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't confrontational. It was diplomatic. It was confrontational, but it was with the glove and not the fist. You know, it was with using the hand with the glove on. And the other one is Frederick Douglass. And we know about that 4th of July speech where he said, you know, your Constitution, your religion, I'm paraphrasing, your religion doesn't
mm-hmm.
help you. You know, you act like a nation, you act like a nation of savages.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't say it that mm-hmm. way. He said your behavior would shame a nation of savages. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very diplomatic language. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, looking at, I don't know if you know, but how much, I just want to know for just knowing's sake, how much would a full page ad in something like the Wall Street Journal cost?
That's it. That's interesting. Yes. That's very creative. Yes. That's the kind of thinking that we need. That's what you call growth mindset. Yes, sir. We've got.
Have you got an idea how much that it would cost?
Let's talk about that. We've got two callers we want to get in. Okay.
So we'll
address
all right.
That.
All right.
Thank you.
Right.
Assalamu alaikum. 410. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad Sinclair, Baltimore. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. So we mentioned dawah to the commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
I belong to two jamaats in D.C. One is, you may know it or you should know it, the Nation's Mosque.
Yes, sir.
Worth D. Muhammad's jamaat.
Yeah, I took my shahada there.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. The other jamaat I belong to.
Muhammad, I want to ask a question of the host. Sister Martha, I'm getting the 90-second reminder in my ear. Do we have any overtime?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead,
we
Muhammad.
Do.
Okay, thank you.
Alhamdulillah, which is a great organization, and they're going through an expansion project, and they're doing the Clara Muhammad on Malcolm X Ave. Wonderful
yes.
institution. We go around giving the Muslim Journal in the hood door knocking and people read it. It's wonderful.
Yes.
The other
yes.
organization is FEMNA, Federation of Ethiopian Muslims in North America, now called First Hijra Foundation. That's in the same neighborhood as Howard University, where Vice President Kamala Harris gave her a speech 2 days ago. So I just want to raise awareness about these institutions and support them, because it is in the national capital area that is important. It's played with influence. I think we agree.
I agree.
Alhamdulillah. So I just want to give those two institutions a shout out and say how much I love them. I love them so much, and how important they are. I'm just started the Million Maryland Muslim Movement. So it's a movement founded on activism. It's founded on the five pillars of Islam. I'm calling to it. I'm here in Baltimore, and you know, it's gaining movement, strength. I want you guys to just check me out. I need your support on growing the movement and bringing people into the deen. Alhamdulillah.
I heard something last night, and you do have a book that Sister Martha and I and others are aware of, and that we hope that you will be able to put your book in the bookstore of Samco. And we'll give shout outs to it. If you will give your name and the title of the book and call it into the number that I don't see available. Let me scroll down here. The number is 910-317-0297. Give the name and your name as the author, and we can give you the shout out, you know. Thank you. We've got another caller. But I wanted, before I bring you in, Muhammad 706, I want to say something about what I saw last night. I saw a presentation that was very much in line with what Martha Naila Abdullah has shared with us. The congressmen and the senators and the president have chief of staff, or those people that are really are the workers that make the political figure aware of what's going on, and also suggest in terms of approaches to solving problems. And being diplomatic with these individuals, finding inroads, and framing our concerns in a way that's not hostile, that's not confrontational, we'll get more traction out of those. And I'm going to bring Muhammad in. And Muhammad Sharif, I see you as well. Muhammad, welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah Prophet Muhammad by Well, Hinesville, Georgia.
Alaykum as-salam.
In response of ever since I was 13 years old, and to say I was everybody's on the road right now, I was your son. And I watched my development with my family, with everybody around me, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad days and everything else, all the history we've been talking about for years. And now that 78 years old, I see how much Shaitan really hates the human being. And a lot of friends, he said, the believers are the protectors of one another. We're talking about people like they really have a good intention of changing this world. And we have put ourselves in a position to where we are willing to tolerate, to have as friends people who condone. And just you hear it quoted, they will tolerate homosexuality. They will tolerate drugs, alcohol, murder, because that's the leadership of this world that we're in right now and this environment that we're in.
Well,
we have a leader.
Well, Muhammad, I'm going to say this to you, Muhammad. You know, the Quran tells us of a diplomatic approach, or an approach to whereby it will appear as though our open enemy, we may look to be, and I'm paraphrasing, we may look to be friends, because it's intelligent not to be on a confrontational footing all the time. You can also be against the unacceptable behavior of homosexuality, transgenderism, and what have you, lesbianism. You can be against that, but also recognize that this is a human being that's practicing this. That's what they have accepted as their identity, but we know what their true identity is according to Allah. And they may change or they may not, but we don't have to be confrontational with these folks. You know, we can navigate better in a non-confrontational mode. And if we have to get confrontational, we get down. But to navigate this sophisticated society called America, we have to be strategic. And I thank you. 914, welcome. Muhammad Sharif, come on in.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Right. I'd just like to say that the Muslim General has taken a big step reaching out. We have an article in the Muslim Journal, November 3rd through, looks like, the 5th issue. It says, Israel's unthinkable acts. I won't go into the article now. This article is written by, I think the brother's name is, I'm trying to find, I'm going to get back to the article itself. Okay. His name is Nabu Muhammad, the award-winning Final Call editor, the host Straight Words with Nakul's Richard Muhammad. And this is, we are reaching out, this article to come from the Final Call newspaper. Get that issue and reach out.
What's the
and
subject
see that
matter?
We are reaching out.
What's it talking about, Muhammad?
Talking about the unthinkable act that Israelis are shooting children in the head.
Yeah. Okay.
So get that article and read it for yourself. That's one.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's about it for now. I mean, that's a
well,
big move.
Well, I sure
move.
Thank you.
That's a
well,
big move.
Muhammad,
the Muslim General is taking an article from the Final Call newspaper. That's big.
I agree with you. I agree.
We're coming together.
I see it. Well, does this have anything to do with, in your opinion, does this have anything to do with, we're past the wake up now. Where are we now, Muhammad?
Where are we now?
Yeah.
Well, now we're at the second wake up. That is when the new president takes office in the November 21st, is it? And he got from now until the 21st to pull it together.
Muhammad.
I think that's our second wake up, huh?
I heard something, Muhammad, last night, and it was very, very thought-provoking. They described the personality of President Trump, and they described his chief of staff. Her name is Susie Wiles, Wiles, and she's a very savvy, a very knowledgeable political operative. She knows politics, and she knows how to get things done. But she also knows how to relate to President Trump. She has an understanding of his makeup. And so the presenter was saying last night that he was describing her. He mentioned a number of people. He was describing her as like a president behind the scenes, so to speak. because she's the one that knows how to get things done. And she knows how to relate to the president, you know. So that gave me a lot of food for thought. Your last comment, Muhammad.
Yeah, I guess my last comment is it's time for us to come together. This is Fresh Reach Out from the final call, Nation of Islam, to our community, Muslim Journal, with an article. I think it's time for us to come together now, and I think this is the first step.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister Martha, I turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we have Hassan has just pressed the button. As I was about to go back to connecting, but strategically understanding, knowing where we are, so we can be purposeful about our that will sustain us, and that it won't be hit and miss or hidden there. But go to Mahasan.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Martha, Brother Michael. Alhamdulillah, greetings to everyone.
Welcome.
Alhamdulillah. I had a couple of interactive calls since I've been listening for the last hour and a half, and I've been meaning to come in and just make a comment or two, relishing the specifics of what you were saying in terms of the 50-year plan, as well as the event tomorrow evening, inshallah. I will, inshallah, be there aiding in the think tank operations then and do
wonderful.
Do benefit from the conversation ongoing, Michael. Very, very strategic comments, lovely contributions by Imam Bilal and his poetry, Alhamdulillah, and all of the other contributions.
Yeah.
So, Sir Martha.
So, what have you got
well.
For us, Mahasan? What have you got for us?
Well, I just got off the phone with my daughter in North Carolina, so my mind is transitioning from that. But she's doing well. All of my children are doing well, and my grandchildren.
I thank Allah
for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one thing, and I'll come on and say more about it tomorrow. We are doing a re-release of the previous album by the Hijra Ensemble and Sister Daya and her group. So I'll be talking about that tomorrow and letting you know what to expect. Hopefully we will have the distribution network set up for A Time to Be Grateful in December. In person,
wonderful.
Inshallah.
Wonderful.
So we'll see.
Inshallah. All right. Anything else?
That's all for now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Assalamu
alaikum. Let me
read
ahead.
Something.
Thanks.
I'll
look forward to it.
Okay. Let me read you something real fast. When you run out of reason, depend on faith. This is a message to us that when we run out of reason, depend on faith. We do not see it as a substance, but it is a powerful substance. Yeah, molecules, atom, electron, proton, neutron is a powerful substance. So when nothing else can hold us up, faith will. This is the greatest power, faith in God. God says whoever will not accept the religion of Abraham debases himself. He discredits his own intellect. He makes himself a fool. That is Islam. Yes, I understand it. I certainly do understand it. Now, it is really stupid to know Islam and choose a non-religion. Take it from me who used to be stupid. I'm not stupid anymore. He said, the religion of origin upon which he fashioned mankind, or the society of mankind, or the community of mankind, God is telling us very clearly here that this is not a religion brought from outside of you. This is a religion that has been expressed from within you, and God is verifying and accepting the best of you to express from yourself. Minister Farrakhan, and those who just following him, this is what I mean, relating to that kind of mentality also. I wouldn't, they, you know, but that's it. That's it. I read the Yehudi
okay.
Bama.
Okay, now, along with that, if I may, we see phenomenon in society of dementia and what's called Alzheimer's. And Imam Muhammad speaks about this in terms of our general life as people. He says memory failure is, in parentheses, memory failure can be a serious problem. People forget how to go forward with their life. And he said more on that, but I just want to share that a little bit. Martha, back to you.
I got that.
Alhamdulillah. All right, everyone. Praise be. And thank you, Bilal, and all of, everyone who called in. We are finding that there's much to be gained in strengthening ourselves on our what we are paying attention to. And everyone has is a valuable asset to the process. Where I live, and I intend to get my pen and pad and go out, and I just, that's because that's me. I'm going to, you know, reach out and meet and greet just the people in the new neighborhood where I live, because this is a different part of the city. And in doing that, the intent will be to just meet and greet, not proselytize, meet and greet. Of course, my dress wear may proselytize for me. But just to get to know what the neighborhood association is about, what the mission is, what
yes.
how they meet, connection with the city, and what we, you know, I walk the alleyways and I see trash in the alleyways. So, of course, that's on my agenda to have trash pickup, but then regulating how the trash got there. And the overgrowth of things along the fence, on the outside of the fence of the schoolyard. There's maintenance inside the schoolyard, but on the grounds, but along the fence is the alleyway is the city. They have to take care of that. But I also see gravel means that if gravel is present, that means it once probably was a roadway. And I've approached, we've, along with another brother, we approached the city hall for the alleyway behind the masjid to be the Islamic center. To be paved, and they said to us, if it's been paved before, we will do it. Otherwise, it will be a cost to the owners, the homeowners along that alleyway. So lo and behold, our European friend, older gentleman and his wife, dug, it was like a foot and a half down below the dirt that had built upon the previously paved ground in the alleyway. So when they took pictures of it and proved it to the city, then the city paid that. So now, likewise, here, so these are things that we can take and make directives in our own life here in our communities. And that way, then when we're now every third Thursday, we have the interfaith meetings. And so and that approach will be, I will ask, you know, of the faith community, how effective are we in our outreach nowadays? Because
yes.
once we be very present, and of course we've aged, but we have young people who, you know, they've come along and they're participating. But we
okay.
need to be, and we want to be out in the public. So alhamdulillah. Thank
well,
you,
that
everyone.
Sounds
Thank
like
you,
practical.
Mike.
That sounds like practical where the rubber meets the road movement. Alhamdulillah.
Right. I like that.
Alhamdulillah.
So are we
concluding? So tomorrow morning.
Are we? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yes, we're concluding. We conclude. That was my conclusion.
Oh. Did you want to advertise tomorrow morning and afternoon and evening?
Yes.
Please.
Everyone. Okay. Tomorrow morning, Imam Karim Hamid. Ask us all to be present. Evolution of revolutionary thought and creative purpose, and that is to listen
attentively to a commentary of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh, and share your comments and how what you hear is impacting your life in your community life. How what you hear impacts your community life. Praise be to Allah. And then that's from 7 a.m. Eastern time, and then 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., preparing to make it in the land of plenty. I believe that the topic, I don't know the topic, but anyway, continuing on from an angle that Imam Dilesa Uma has been presenting, and it has been on how we can be more engaged in of finding services, products and services, but how our faith helps us in that. And then having a philosophy for life. And I say, mind over matter for me. Mind over matter. Mm. But anyway, that's 9:30 to 11. Now, we're not going to have Culture Insights, CWSC AM 360, and A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio is rebuilding somewhat or doing an internal growth thing, process, and they're going to come back on Monday. That will be with Imam Ibn Yaqub there in New York. He's the presenter of the Quran on Monday. So look forward. It won't be anything tomorrow from that connection. And I'm not sure if Preeta Abdul Hadi, and I don't know if she's still on with us. I thought I saw her number. Preeta, if you're on, no, I'll check with her to see. But regularly 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. is Al-Islam in Focus, where she focuses on the attributes of Allah, really getting us to fine-tune our relationship with Allah through the attributes of Allah. And then 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the goodies. We finished the evening with the presentation from the consortium and Dr. Hamid El-Amin. Everyone, you've got to love Dr. Hamid El-Amin and the consortium. They're just great and ready and willing to share. I want to use the right word. To share.
I want to briefly interrupt you. Before you came on, I'm reading from Dr. Hamid's new book, Adam, the Universally Evolving Human Soul, Male and Female, Language and Logic for Informing the Study and Application of the Spiritual Sciences to the Social and Material Sciences by Hamid El-Amin, Ph.D. I read some of this book from him, and I'm looking forward to the presentation tomorrow evening at 7. Thank you for letting me share that.
And thank you. And I look forward to getting that book as well. Yes, and I believe he presented it too in Orlando, that he was working on it, I believe, when we were in Orlando last year. Presented some slides. That's what it was, because I remember the language. I said, where did I hear that? Yes, it was. He presented some slides. Needless to say, I'm thankful to Allah that he has it in book form. So look forward to Imam Dr. Hamid El-Amin and the consortium representative to connect with us tomorrow night on the level of Harun from the Ascension and Jamada Al-Awwal and how their education, how they're presenting education from that format, inshallah. Much to be thankful for. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Michael, so much, really, for taking me. And Bilal, for your connecting me.
Allah Akbar.
And Kareem Hamid did call me. He said that thinking too, but I was already.
Allah Akbar. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Can I take us out with some music?
You can take us out with the music.
Early in the morning, sailing friend,
stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls will keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day.